Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Radio. And today we're talking about the value of therapy dogs and incredible organizations like you're going to hear about today, the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program in the Niagara region. And we're actually doing an event with them. I'm so excited. I haven't actually met today's guest, Dennis Dallaire, but I'm going to be meeting him on May 30th in St. Catharines at the Spin for the Paws event, which is all about raising awareness and funds for this incredible organization, the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm going to call you Dennis the Incredible. It's amazing. We've got a team working on this Spin for the Paws, and don't all live in the same place, and we've got this incredible fundraiser coming up for your organization on May 30th.
Yes, you do.
Now, before we launch into the event, let's talk about therapy dogs. I'm a huge fan of animal assisted therapy, and I had the chance to actually experience that when Toby Sr. was in our life, and he was a therapy dog at Alberta Hospital Edmonton. And I'll tell you, Dennis, you see this every day. As a person coming into the world of animal assisted therapy, I couldn't believe the impact that dogs and therapy dogs have on people's healing.
Oh, they, the elderly especially, well, we deal with the elderly, we deal with students at the universities here at Brock, and we go to Niagara College also, so the kids in that age group, then you deal with the younger kids that are in reading programs for kids that have difficulty reading and lacking confidence, and then you have some library programs where you're dealing with younger kids also, but it's the benefits from each age level, no matter if you're a child or an elderly person, there might be different reactions, but it's still, you know, they're over the moon. They're so excited, you know. It brings so much happiness and joy.
It really does. And, you know, one of the things I always say about animals, I grew up with animals. We had budgies, rabbits, cats and dogs. So I've had animals in my life, my whole life. And one of the things I've really noticed as an adult, and it was, of course, my dog that taught me this, is animals, especially dogs, they're so unconditionally accepting of people. And I know when individuals are going through a hard time, like maybe students preparing for exams in the university or elderly who are in between family visits feeling lonely in the facility they might live, I can imagine that the dogs not only bring this healing and this sense of comfort, but that just their ability to accept without any conditions is incredible.
Well, we walk into, we go to one senior home here in Grimsby in Ontario, and right away at first, when we first started to go there, it was 2013, so we really didn't know anyone, and nobody knew Bridget, and there was another woman that had relatives in that building, so she would bring her dog, which was a bulldog also, and another dog. So people were attached to those two dogs. And anytime they saw Bridget, they would say, oh, here's so-and-so. Oh, here's, and it wasn't, they weren't calling Bridget. But as time went on, there's no more mention of the other dogs. Now it's Bridget that's the main cast of that home.
Wow.
And if I don't go a week where I've run into scheduling problems and, you know, something happened at the last minute, I can't get there, I try to make it up the next week and go twice. And they will tell me, where were you Wednesday? they really put it down on their agenda. They know in their minds, like, there's not a lot to look forward to, some of them. And especially with the seniors, we deal with some that are like 95 years old, 105.
Wow.
No Alzheimer's, those two. And they just brighten up. They see Bridget, and, you know, the ones like that, I try to spend a few more minutes with them because they like to talk about a lot of different things. The other ones, they just want to pet Bridget and say hello and get a hug, and they're good. But when they see Bridget, you know, those ones that can speak and have all their mental capacity, they like to spend the extra time. And there's even one, she's 95, and she's always, Bridget's a bulldog, so they're not the most attractive dogs sometimes. And she always would say, she is so ugly. Well, now it's come to the point where she's so beautiful.
Oh.
I'm going, I have to record this. I said, I can't believe that came from your lips. She says, I can't believe it neither. But she said, she's grown so much on me. She says, now I think she's so beautiful. You know, I go, well, you know, like, you're getting to know her. And, she, you know, she brightens up your day. And, you know, she just wants to do that. So I go, you know what, she really gets a lot out of it. And, you know, like, sometimes you'll walk in and a nurse that I don't even know will know my name, see my name on my shirt, and say, there's a lady here that's really, really depressed, and someone that I had never met. So I went in, and she was Polish and could barely speak any English. Oh, my God, she saw Bridget, and she's so happy and excited. and we just spent a few seconds with her, maybe a minute or two, and she said, oh, could you come again? Will you come and see me again? I said, we come every Wednesday, and depending on my shift. And she was so excited. And then I walked out, and the nurse said, okay, there's another lady in this other room right across.
Wow.
And she's very depressed.
For Bridget.
Yeah, she's very depressed. So I go in there, and she had seen us before in the hallways and stuff, but I had never seen where her room was. And so we walked in, and it was a beautiful photo of her and her husband on the wall, but that was like 50 years ago. He had been gone for like 40 years. So, you know, she's like, I can't really see it. But I said, oh, we can see that it's a beautiful photo. And you and your husband make a really good-looking couple. And, you know, she says, Bridget's going to come back next week. And I said, yeah, we come every week, you know. So they really...
It's a part of their life.
It gives them something to look forward to. There's some that tap you on the shoulder and say, oh, my God, you're here again. Nice to see you, you know. And then they go, oh, you know what, I had two dogs. And I hear that story every week. And you never get tired of it because you know what the animals mean to that person.
Yeah.
They love their dogs. You know, maybe they died a long time ago or they've been in this home now and so they don't get to see them anymore. But your dog, you're sharing that dog. It's like one of the nicest compliments. Sometimes I'll get a compliment from somebody and they'll say, thank you for sharing your dog. You know, it's not, you know,
beautiful.
Like, I'm the volunteer, but my dog is a volunteer also.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes with me. And, I mean, for them to really realize you're sharing your time with your dog to come and see us. And we really appreciate it. So they'll say, you know, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming so much. You know, so you really appreciate that they like you going there. I know if I went in alone, sure, they'd like to talk to a person, but the dog is totally different.
It really does.
The touch, you know, they get to feel something that's nice and warm and furry and comforting and all the nice feels that, you know, they probably don't get a chance to do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And so they enjoy that, and you could see it in their face, and, you know, they light up so quickly. As soon as they see the dog, their face just brightens right up. It's a joy you bring.
It really is, and the powerful healing that pets provide, and that's why I'm so excited to be able to be a part of the event on May 30th, because I love your organization, and I really appreciate what the volunteers and the therapy dogs are doing to bring healing to people, bring comfort and support and encouragement and hope and just unconditional acceptance. Now, let's talk about May 30th, because that's coming up around the corner.
Yes, it is. I went there today with Mary Beth from Power of Pets.
Great.
So we went to check out the outside of the building and see what, you know, the layout for any vendors and everybody that's going to be there. It's a coming together of Charmaine Hammond and Toby's Paws Across Canada, and Million Acts of Kindness, and The Power of Pets, Mary Beth Haynes. And it's also Leva Health with Dr. Joanne Hubley, and St. John Ambulance Therapy Dogs of Niagara Region with Dennis Dallaire. So we're all in on this together, and it's a big project when it's being done from over the phone when people are far away.
Yeah,
so I've never done anything like that before, so it's a little bit trickier, and you have to make sure that everybody knows what the other one's doing.
Yeah,
because you know you assume things sometimes, and it's not so. And if you go by writing messages online, sometimes you get the wrong feeling for a message, and it could be total miscommunication. So it makes it harder to put together. But when you get a good group of people, at least it turns out well.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty excited. To, you know, I hope it goes well. I'm hoping for a nice sunny day. I want
no
rain.
We need sun, no rain, and lots of people. And
we need a lot of people to spin bikes. So anybody
right.
that I know that's active with sports, my wife's a vet, and she's in charge of our St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog program. So she loves animals, and she plays hockey and soccer. So through that, I'm trying to recruit as many people from her teams that I can get. And if they know people, to get them out and come on out on a bike and spin for an hour or whatever, raise some pledges, and come and have a nice day, meet some great speakers, and just have a really nice day. You know, it's like a 9-2 event.
Mm-hmm.
So the spinning takes place from 9-12, and every hour there'll probably be a new group of people getting on the bikes. That's
yep.
what we want to see. There's approximately 20 bikes, so that's 60 people on bikes that you hope you have over 3 hours. And then lots of people outside to check out the vendors, and we're going to have some, we're going to speak about each vendor is going to give a little presentation. So Therapy Dogs and Charmaine Hammond and Mary Beth Haynes and Dr. Joanne, everybody will do a little presentation so you get to understand what their goals are, what their product is, why they're so involved with pets. Just get to know them, and I think it should be a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. And I get to meet Bridget too. I can't wait. It's good.
Oh my God. I went to, the other day we went to do Walks So Kids Can Talk with BMO in St. Catharine. So we were the very last ones, and Bridget was really starting to show signs of the heat was starting to get to her. So the woman, there was a man behind us driving the car, and he's with the walk. So he said, you're the last ones. He says, do you want to ride? He says, you don't have far to go, but I'd rather see her in my car, you know. So he said, oh, that'd be great. And we had a little buggy, so I was kind of pulling her, but she did a front flop right out of it head first. I go, you know what, we'd be safer in the car. So he took us back, and then we had something to eat and cool down, heard all the presentations there, and then we went to Hike for Hospice, which was in Port Dalhousie, and we had about 10 of our dogs and handlers doing that walk. So we didn't walk in it, but we just kind of mingled with everyone. And one lady came over and says, I met Bridget a year ago here at this hike. I went out a week later and bought a bulldog. She says,
oh.
I loved her so
Aww.
Much. I wanted a bulldog. And she says, it's the best dog I've ever had.
Aww,
I said, you won't get an argument from me, you know, that's my little baby girl, you know. She follows me everywhere she can.
Well, you know, you're her hero, and she is yours. I just really am excited about the event. And, folks, I want to make sure you pop on over to Facebook. You can follow the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dogs on Facebook, and the group we're working with is the Niagara Region. And, of course, you can follow Spin for the Paws on Facebook. It's on Facebook event page under Spin for the Paws, and go out and check our incredible partners and sponsors out. And, of course, Dennis, your organization has a website. Where can people find you on the web?
Well, I would say I don't have the address right in front of me, like the Facebook page. I'm not very computer savvy. So I would say the best thing would be just to go on our Facebook site for Niagara Region, That's the
Perfect.
One pretty well. I go on there very regularly, so I see what's written and stuff.
Great.
Yeah. And if it, oh, sorry. If anybody wants to contact me directly, they could. My email is soccersons@hotmail.com, so they could send me an email.
Wonderful. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for being on the show today and for all you and Bridget and your team of volunteers and dogs are doing to make the world a better place for people and for animals.
Thank you. And we have one special thing we're going to be doing shortly is the Pan Am Games. So if you're out in this area, a lot of our dogs are going to be at the Athlete Village to sit with the athletes before an event or after an event to de-stress them. So, and there's also a trial project in Toronto, which is with the Police Service Board, and it's for victims of sexual assault. So if somebody's traumatized after an event and they can't give any details, the social worker will show up, ask you if you like dogs, and they will bring a dog to you that's on call, and then they will sit with you till you're able to give a description. So that's two programs that are two things that are going on right now, which are
that's
kind of
exciting. That's really exciting.
And also
really
that
exciting.
We presented to 42 countries last year and met Desmond Tutu, Archbishop of Africa, and Lieutenant Governor Johnson from Ottawa. So they presented it to 42 countries that have St. John Ambulance Charities. None of them had the therapy dog program. And two went back to start it up. So that's how impressed they were with what they saw.
Well, it's an important service. We are so excited to be working with you. Can't wait to meet you on May 30th.
Me too.
And come on down, folks, to Leave a Health on May 30th, 9 to 2. Spin for the Pause. Support the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program and the wonderful work that the animals and the humans are doing to make the world a better place. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Thank you, Charmaine. You take care, okay?
You too.
Well, I just love what this program is doing. And, of course, you know I'm a huge fan of therapy dog programs. Our Toby was a therapy dog, and I saw firsthand the benefits of an animal in someone's life. And, you know, it's not just programs like hospitals, seniors' facilities, libraries and universities and schools that are working with therapy dogs. We had the chance actually to take Toby into a number of workplaces and corporate conferences and conventions that I speak at. It's incredible to see the energy that an animal brings to the room. And of course, when we do school presentations with Toby, we get that same reaction. The children want to listen to the message and they're captivated by Toby. And I'm always captivated because I never know what he's going to do next. I'm really excited to be a part of this event on May 30th in St. Catharines, Ontario. If you're in the area, please make sure you drop on by. If you can't be there and want to support Spin for the Pause, and really what you're doing is supporting the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program Niagara Region. If you want to make a donation, you can go on our Facebook page at Spin for the Pause. That's the event page. All the information is there. And, of course, you can also go over and visit the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program on their website, which is sja-niagara.org. And they have a section there for the Therapy Dog Program. And I'd encourage you to go there and visit them. And, of course, you know, summer is on the way. We are getting closer and closer to launching our Million Acts of Kindness Tour, traveling across Canada and through the U.S. on our North American tour, all for one mission, to make our world, our schools, our community, and workplaces kinder. We love to hear what you have to say about kindness in the workplace, kindness in the community, and you can do that by simply posting on our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby. And, of course, we'd love to hear how kindness has inspired you or impacted you. I just want to give a big shout-out before we wind down for today's show to some partners that have helped bring Spin for the Pause together. Edible Arrangements, Omega Alpha, Prima Wrap, Dog Talk Radio, that we're going to actually be on the Dog Talk Radio with Dave next week, Power of Pets, The Original Poop Bags, Leva Health Center, Dr. Joanne Hubley, and of course, the St. John Ambulance Therapy Dog Program. It really,
together we can make a difference. And this is a great example of that. Thank you all for joining us on Positive Radio. Look forward to next time. And until then, let's be kind to one another.